Blog Talk Radio. All right, everybody. Oh. Wow. Wow. What just happened? Oh my God, did the thing just crash? Oh my gosh. That did not just happen. Oh my God. Did that literally just crash? Oh my God. That just literally just crashed. Oh my God. This is the part two. Oh my God, I don't know what just happened. I think it may have just crashed. Oh my God. Are we live? Chow, I don't know what just happened. The whole thing just crashed. Oh, child. Well, we might have to play that again towards the end. That was kind of crazy and creepy. All right. Well, I guess we're back now. All right, I'm not really sure what the heck just happened, child, but the whole thing crashed down. All right, so we're just gonna pick up. If you end up seeing this video, you're gonna have to go catch the part one on my page to get the first half of the video, because we're just gonna start it right here. I'm not really sure what happened, but it just crashed, okay? So we're back here, and we're just gonna start from here. We ain't got time to go backwards. We ain't got time to go backwards because I don't know what happened. But that's never happened before. All right. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might fuck up. But we still going to get through the show. Okay. So, as you can see, Treasure is now, if you miss it, Treasure is now blaming the audio and the producer and Black China for the reason why the video or the reason why they're falling out. But here's my thing. I don't feel like you could possibly be friends if the minute you get upset, you start airing out her dirty laundry, saying when her high goes down, saying that she is on, you know, she can't read or write. She's illiterate. I told you guys not to trust Treasure. Somebody said, you can't see me. You're not going to see me in this video. Anybody that's looking for audio, I'm sorry, this is video is not going to have audio on it. Okay? So it's just gotten to the point where it's so crazy where she's supposed to be a real friend, although she's over here saying that trying to take credit for everything that she's done for Black China. I did your post for you when your high goes down. Like, she's not innocent at all. That's what I'm saying. You got to watch Treasure because she's a little bit of an opportunist. The minute she felt duped, then Black China was, you know, getting high and not smart, and this Hollywood stuff is all fake. That's not real. This is why I say you cannot trust Treasure. Okay, so Masika took to her Instagram, I know, to insert herself, but I thought this was pretty helpful because a lot of people didn't understand why what a W-9 was and why you needed one. So this is what Masika said. I'm not sure if you guys can see that, but she says, please take a business course in college, study online, or just F and Google the basics. Once you make a certain amount of money, cash is not king. You cannot do cash business with no records or receipts. If you're an independent contractor and you are paid more than $600 in that calendar year, you're required by law to fill out a W-9 provided by the entity who is paying you for the service. Most companies request invoice as well. I was blown away by that clip I just saw on Black China's show, shaking my head. W-9 forms provided information on who is working as an independent contractor that the IRS uses to find out how much taxes contractors should be paying. Without your W-9, the person/entity cannot write you off. Then she said, for example, if I make $10,000 off of one booking and I pay my manager $1,000, my road manager $250, hairstylist $500, makeup $250, nanny $500, stylist $400, and assistant $100, plus also offer $50 to $80 in per diem per person for each person traveling with me, or even take everyone out to eat, how much did I pay out from that one check? I just paid out anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000. I have to have a W-9 on everyone who is not an I-9 or W-2 employee. Why? Because, hold on, I want to make sure you got, why? Because I will have to pay taxes on the $10,000 unless I show that I paid out $5,000 to my team. Now I can write off that $5,000 as a business expense. That is not embezzlement. That is the freaking law and good business. So that was Masika, I guess, educating us on what that was, okay? Let me just set this up really quick. Now, before we get into the next piece, now I'm going to let you guys read some of this too. So then Treasure took to her, hold on. What is going on with the damn? Are you serious? Hold on. Are you serious? This is like irritating me. It literally keeps knocking me offline. I'm not understanding why. What is going on? Why does it keep doing that? All right, y'all. Hold on. I see y'all on the, I see y'all on